Okay, welcome everybody to the full moon call of December. Full moon's actually at 5:30 on December 28th, which is tomorrow.
Eastern
time. So we're doing this call ahead of time, so we can all welcome in those energies. They're pretty much here today anyway, the day before and the day after. So I'm Mike, here with Mel Aresi from WalkingTerraCrista.com, and we're very, very happy you guys are all here to celebrate this, because this is the final one of the end of the year. It's now 11:11 a.m. on the Pacific
Perfect.
Time.
This is our last call of the year also. So we will be including some of the energies for December 31st, because that's always a powerful time. Just to recap a little bit before we get started, what we are working with this full moon, it is in the sign of Cancer, besides being in Capricorn. It's about, it's also a deep healing moon. Cancer represents the emotional level. So we're going to get deeper. Everything that we've been experiencing with the activations in 12/21/12, it's going to take us deeper into our core. And of course, that is guided by our higher selves and how deep we really want to go. It's going to be your choice, because there are many people on the planet that will not go deeper. So this is what we're going to be having to deal with, because as a result, there can be the best and the worst of times. So we have to be very diligent in our tools and keeping our sacred space and learning how to really take care of ourselves, because those around us may not always accept our frequencies and vice versa. So this healing can go deep into our family, our roots, and also signs of rejection, because we are removing all these aspects as we have been talking about through the month of December. So I think it's going to be a very powerful time. December 31st is also another powerful time because it's the end of the year. And at the end of the year, we need to reflect exactly what we want to prepare ourselves for the new year. We need to go backwards and look at how our life has been for the previous year, how you have changed, the challenges you have gone through, and then move that a step higher. So try and reflect on these energies on December 31st. It's not just about all lang syne and bringing in the new year. It's releasing the old aspects. My birthday is on December 31st, so I've always made it a very powerful time for me. When I was on the East Coast, I drove to the beach every chance I could, as long as the weather was okay, to do a sunrise ceremony. So I'm sharing that, not to tell everybody about my birthday, but I'm telling everyone because this is what we should all do. I was able to do so because it was my birthday and I wanted to make my year better for myself. So try and do some kind of ceremony for yourself. Up to 6 p.m. is the time when it changes. So I think that's really like sunset. From sunrise to sunset, the energies are going to be very powerful. And I think this year they're going to be even more powerful. So I have a feeling that they'll be bringing that frequency in for us today.
Let's bring in the unified whole. 0001440000
unified whole online
0123456789101101120120121121122144. Feel that frequency shift as you move from the zero point all the way up to the point of totality of the 144th dimensional frequency, which is the frequency of the source of oneness. We've learned to do this on all of our calls and everything we do. While we're up here, we call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, who collectively represent the light of the I Am coming into the physical. We ask them for the platinum net to remove anything that is stopping us from connecting fully with the I Am Presence that can be removed at this time in our spiritual pathway as spirits in a human body. As we breathe in, the platinum net comes around us, and as we breathe out, it is stripped away, removing any lower thought forms, interactions, anything from the dream state that does not serve. And then we call upon Saint Germain and the Rite Chohan and the Maha Chohan of the Violet Flame, so that we bring in the Violet Flame to transmute anything that remains that still needs to be worked out of our four-body system, the mental, emotional, physical, and etheric. And we blend this with the Pink Flame of Paul the Venetian, the ray of love and compassion, so that the two work together to be as gentle as possible in removing all these energies. And then we call upon Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, which is now fully upon the planet as it has never been before. This will be the most powerful year as we walk into that we've ever experienced in a physical body. We call this golden light up from our earth star through our heart chakra up to our crown, out to our soul star, spinning around us, so that the soul star and the earth star spin simultaneously. And we do this for ourselves in the group, because it also is a great form of protection. On the pyramid walls of the pyramidal-like structure that is created, we place spiritual mirrors, reflecting back anything not of the 144th dimensional frequency, back to source, which is where you want to point anything that you're going through, point it back to source, not back to where it came from. Feel those energy frequencies and those incredible shifts as we bring this back down, 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. That makes a complete cycle. And then we bring it up to the fifth dimensional frequency, because that's the frequency we're working with. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, here's Mel Resi.
Thank you so much. As I have shared earlier, this is going to be our reflection, the last moon of this year. Probably the most powerful one, and all the others have been very, very powerful. They're telling me that it's reflection, to fully allow the illumination that each of us has received during the 1221 to reflect what does not serve us in this new frequency of light. Take a deep breath, several deep breaths, bringing in the frequency of the 144th dimension through your Antarkarana bridge into your soul star, which will widen your central canal. With all the work that we have done through this month, I believe that each of us, our chakra columns are becoming wider and wider, increasing our auric field. So take a moment and try and feel or see or reflect upon these energies that you have been working with within yourself. Breathe deeply into the crown chakra of golden yellow, representing love and wisdom. Into the third eye of scientific knowledge of white, green, and gold. Into the throat of deep blue of love, will and power. Into the thymus of the higher cleansing and the seat of our soul. Into the heart of the deep pink, active intelligence, manifestation, and deep love. Into the solar plexus of ruby gold of devotion. Deep purple reflects of violet into the sacral of ceremonial structure and magic and alchemy. And crystalline light of harmony and balance within the root. Now allow all these colors to blend to each within each other. Take any of them in any parts of your body that really need to reflect. I'm going to concentrate on harmony and balance today because I think this is what we need with this full moon, the crystalline light. So just allow the crystalline light just to filter through your bloodstream, your brain waves, your thought forms, your heart center, into your muscles, your tendons, your ligaments, into the joints, all the organs, the cardiovascular, the intestinal tract, the sexual organs, and all the other organs that interwork between all those, the spinal column. Let's just balance everything out with a crystalline light. From the top of your crown to the bottom of your feet, going into your limbs and your joints, circling in the earth star and the soul star, and feel this frequency of light with all the other colors blending within that, expanding that energy now outwardly into our etheric body. We want harmony and balance in the etheric body. Many of us have released several timelines for the last few weeks. And this is good. We're also activating new timelines. The frequencies of the Christ consciousness is allowing us to have our dreams be manifest and to receiving pockets of information through the ethers from our higher self and our I Am presence. Allowing the activation of your feminine divine through the emotional body and the masculine divine through your mental body as they become one body of light. Feel the frequency of both the masculine and the feminine come fully within your heart. The left is the female, the right is the male, of blue and pink. And then feel the golden flame across, which represents our Christ consciousness. Feel that frequency within. Now we see the body as one full body of light. I'm going to try and concentrate from this point forward as one full body of light. If I do not, it's just because I'm so used to saying the different bodies, so they want me to talk about the one full body system. So that we reprogram our minds that that's what it is, because that's what the Christ consciousness represents. So feel those frequencies of light as your one full body activating through your earth star and your soul star, which creates your auric field, the rainbows of light that are within you. Feel that circling deeply. As the frequency of the oxytonial light is now activated, as we are heaven and earth within us, through our joints, through our meridians, and through our chakra system, as we receive more chakras, as we fully are activated for the fourth dimensional chakra grid, whether you are fully there physically or not, we are all intending to be there. To activate the Christ consciousness through the heart, which is the 12th chakra. So we want to fully activate the fourth dimensional chakras. As we connect with the seafoam green that is within our root. I'm sorry, seafoam green in our thymus, the blue green in our root, which is joy and attraction to the light. The pearlescent is activating the masculine and the feminine within us. The solar plexus of the bridge from the old to the new with the pink orange. And then the Christ consciousness within our heart. Feel all these beautiful beings that work with us. Elmora, Master Kuthumi, Dishwakul, Lord Buddha, Lord Maitreya, Paul the Venetian, Sarvas Bay, Master Hilarion, Lord Sananda, Saint Germain, Lady Nana, Mother Mary, Lady Kuan Yin, Lord Buddha, Lord Maitreya, for the Christ consciousness, Master Voltar and Lady Master Valentia of Andromeda, for the male and the female, and all the angels that work within these rays, all the Elohim, and all the elders. Let's just feel this conglomerate of energy that we have been activating this month, because they are with us to walk us through this journey. This will be a little bit of a different full moon than we have ever experienced before. And that's only coming to me right in this moment. So let's just take a deep breath. I want you to spin your Merkaba vehicle. As we spin the Merkaba vehicle, we're going to move out of the circumference of the third dimensional earth into the etheric earth. And we're going to all intend to come to the summit of Mount Shasta. It is pristine white with all the snow that she has received. The past 10 days that represents our purity and bliss and all those aspects of white. As we come together in a group Merkaba, we're now going to center ourselves into the city of Havalanchi. They want to take us there for this full moon. So we just gather together, and with a moment we're spinning upwards and we are within the city. We separate into our separate light bodies. We look around and embrace each other because we're all here together, even though we're not with each other physically. Take a moment and feel everyone's essence. As we see Lord Adama and Lady Galatia, the High Priest and the High Priestess of Telos, guiding us on this golden pathway. This golden pathway takes us deep into the forest. It is illuminated with all colors of lights that we have just brought in of the 12 rays of God. Along the pathway are all the many masters that work with us, the spiritual hierarchy, the intergalactics, the inner earth beings, the Telosians, all the inner earth beings of the Agartha network, and the unified whole. And as we walk down this golden pathway as it winds around through the forest, there is a beautiful area that has been set aside for the traditions of the tribal nations. And we walk into this area and there are what we would call bleachers, but they're really more than bleachers. It's just seats for everyone that are in different layers, different levels, and we're going to find ourselves in the bottom row, and there's a beautiful fire in the middle, and there's many tribal nations joining us for the circle. They will be assisting us and allowing us to fully remember our heritage as the tribal nations. Many of us already know some of our timelines, because what is going to help us with this is we're going to be able to assist the earth more deeply by remembering the timelines when we were the storytellers, the wisdom keepers, the shamans, the chiefs, the women of the tribes that held the energy. And all these frequencies are going to open up for us during this ceremony for December 28th. So find your place amongst many beings of light. See the beautiful fire that represents the fire of Gaia. We look above and we see the stars. We see the moon. They have given us darkness at this time because they want us to see the essence of the moon. And how beautiful she is at this time, Grandmother. See the essence of the sky, Father Sky, and Grandfather Sun is in the distance, which he will show himself. And Mother Earth is fully activating her energies through each of us. Take a deep breath. As we enter the circle, we are honored by each of the tribal nations, and they greet us with their song and drumming. Take a moment and reflect upon your own beginnings, your soul's beginning. Because it's very important that we fully reflect through this full moon and bring in those parts of our timelines that need to be acknowledged. As we connect to Mother Earth, Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, and Grandfather Sun. Sarah, Michael will now take over this part of the ceremony.
Aho.
Aho.
Mother Earth, Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, Grandfather Sun, Aho, we greet you. Thank you for all your blessings, abundance, and beauty. We also greet the Thunder Beings and the Cloud People, the Root Givers and the Stone People, the Winged Ones and the Finned Ones, the Two-Leggeds and Four-Leggeds, the Crawlies and all the creatures of creation, all those here in attendance, greetings. I come to you as Great Star Spirit Eagle, who has walked many pathways with the natives, the indigenous peoples, and not just of this planet. I want to say how proud I am to be here, to be in these energies, to be in this city. And I want to say how honored I am to stand amongst you. For you carry lineage of those who remember. And this makes it a proud day for all. Aho.
Aho.
I ask of you, as we join together in the frequencies of the oneness and the source and the gods and goddesses that we are, to embrace fully your lineage, to remember the rain dances, to remember the sun dances, the water dances, the dance of the gathering, and the dance of the celebration. It is in these remembrances that we fully accept that we have within us Great Spirit, that we are all part of the one family, as we speak of our relations in those times. The one true family is the family of all that is. It is the family of each of the elements of the earth, but also each of us. If you can feel the grand, encompassing fullness of connecting to Mother Earth and Father Sky, connecting to Grandmother Moon and Grandfather Sun and all the star nations and all the stars. Expand your consciousness. Expand your full body. It is in these moments of remembrance where everything is possible for you. It is in these moments of remembrance where all of your power to manifest, to overcome obstacles, and most of all to feel the bliss of the oneness comes back to you. There are many who would like to awaken to such an existence, but they are afraid. They carry within them their past timelines when they tried to step upon this pathway and were not able to do so. You, standing here with us have done so. So you carry within you a light greater than you can possibly imagine. Use that light. You're not using it to change the world. You're simply using it to illuminate. And as that light illuminates, others will see what is possible now. It is truly a moment in time of great wonder that such light may now once again walk upon such a planet as yours. Rejoice. Walk through this new year knowing who you are. Aho.
Aho. Okay, we're now going to feel the energies of No Eyes, White Buffalo, Catwoman, White Eagle, Rising Spirit, Geronimo, and many more. And these are guides, native guides that have walked with me, and there are many others. So I extend these energies into each of you in this moment. Along with other guides of all tribal nations around the world, and other planets. We're coming into oneness. And this is the reflection that each of us fully should accept within our being, because we have something to give upon this earth, as they have shared. I also want to give honor to Sun Bear, because without his teachings, my physical existence upon this earth would not have been as powerful and moving. Because he brought forth teachings to all relations and helped to create the Rainbow Tribe. And that is us. All nations coming together. So it is with a great blessing that his work appeared in my life, as I have extended to each of you for many years of doing full moon ceremonies. As we are all gathered together here in the city of Havalanche with all these beautiful beings of light, none of us is more important than any other. We are one. And this is the beauty of our reflection for this full moon. Each of us are going through our own internalization and processing what needs to be healed to create this balance of oneness within each of us individually. But together, we are a very powerful circle of light. So I ask each of you in this moment to feel that circle of light. And not just the existence of what you are going through right now. So let's take a deep breath within to that as we bring in the frequencies to assist. Frequency of light now coming down from the skies, from the star nations. The frequency of light is many colors upon colors of light, sparkles of light coming down into each of us and around this beautiful space that we are inhabiting in this moment. Colors of blues and greens and yellows and golds, purples, lavenders, sparkles of platinum, which is so represented by this city of Havalanche. As we sit here amongst all of our fellow brothers and sisters, and these fellow brothers and sisters we have known in many timelines, but possibly not all timelines. So this is what this city represents, of bringing in those essences into the completeness now, into this city that represents the completeness, that represents the God and the Goddess that we are within ourselves and within each other in our physical bodies. It represents the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God, fully accepting that we are one as we were in the very beginning, but inhabiting physical bodies while it is occurring. We now bring in the consciousness of these tribal nations as a blessing today. It is with great pleasure that we come in this frequency of light. We will not come into the separate entities as we have done previously, because we want to share our consciousness of oneness. But most of all, we want to share our gratitude to each of you. To each of you for accepting the pathway that you have stepped upon. It is with great pride and joy that we see how it is all unfolding. And please believe me, this is just our beginning together. We will walk together as we once did, not with spirit, with physical body, but all physical bodies, walking upon the lands of this earth in bliss and joy, seeing the buffalo roam and all the other animals in conjunction with each other, that there will no longer be killings, there will no longer be hunters as it was, because all will change through this process. But this is our raw beginning. We have stepped onto a new world. And that world around us may not look any different. But it must be felt within the heart. It must be felt in the acceptance. Because when you start to accept it within your own essence, within your heart, to feel it within that essence, then it can expand outside of you into your physical existence. That is when you will see changes all around you. That is when you'll be able to accept that the illumination that you are bringing forth is being returned to you in tenfold. We walk with you through this process. We walk with you in the acceptance that you have desired to achieve. And at this time, at this full moon of this year, what a blessing to see within the hearts of the men and the women and every child the sparkling of their light shining so deeply within themselves that they cannot help but illuminate it outwardly. The lands are being cleared as we speak, but there's still much more to be done. So your work is very important. And each of you shall have the ability to know what that work is. Each of you shall be able to express within yourself your own dreams to be manifest. But you must take it when it comes to you and be very strict with what you receive. And don't push away the thoughts. Don't push away the vision, because it is coming to be manifest upon the earth within you. So take yourself to your computer. Take yourself to pen and paper. Wherever you may be, bring it with you, because these visions are going to be manifest very deeply through this full moon. They already have been through the Christ consciousness of what has been embodied upon the earth. But each of you are the conduits of this light, and you must accept it. Otherwise, it will be lost forever. There is an entryway of a doorway that is occurring at this time. The full moon of the grandmother is allowing you to fully reflect this illumination. So go deeper than you have before. Feel the deepest part of your heart that needs to be healed. Heal the parts of yourself that you have not looked upon previously, in order for you to receive the divinity of your light in a deeper manner than you ever have before. We of the tribal nations were not so blessed that we dealt with what we had to do with through the blessing of mother, through the blessing of father and grandmother and grandfather. We had it in our hearts, but the reflections of our bodies did not reflect the light that you are receiving. So we are in deep honor that you are accepting your own knowledges of the past, of your own wisdom that is locked away within you. Many of you are going to be receiving these knowledges within a flash because it is your timeline that is being activated through your I Am presence into the physical existence that you are now. Take moments of reflection and allow them to write. You may also use oracles and cards, native cards, sacred geometry, angel cards, because all of those cards are a reflection of the spiritual essences being activated through the oracles, through your existence. They are of assistance as long as you use them in a sacred manner. Take time to look at them. Take time to read something but to reflect upon your own knowledge. This is a time not to look at others so much, but to look within and share your knowledges with others. As you do this, this full moon will assist you in removing those aspects of this lifetime and other lifetimes of the timelines so that your soul brothers and sisters can come together. You must also realize that some of your biological brothers and sisters will not understand because they are not ready to step onto the pathway that you have chosen. This is part of the divine plan, so that the masses of the souls that are supposed to come together will create the family systems that are so necessary in the acceptance of the light upon this planet. On the aspect of this full moon, allow yourself to feel this reflection illuminating within you. Take a moment with a breath. Take a moment and allow the frequency that is coming through, the essence of grandmother, to help you remember your true beginnings. This will help you manifest all your desires and remove the parts of yourself that do not fit any longer. We share with you this essence to help you in the process. We are the divine consciousness of all tribal nations. And the light that we are, as we share with each of you, individually and collectively, as we become one. Aho.
Maho.
Let us all take a deep breath. As that chant was brought forth, it may have brought up some elements that you need to release. We have the fire in front of us, so I want everyone to just take a deep breath and to feel the elements coming in from your heart, your solar plexus, your root, any parts of yourself that you've been holding on to through this process of this year of 2012. What has been the hardest challenge for you? What has been the parts of you that you have not been able to remove? This is what we want to think about in this moment. Take your hands to your heart or to any other part of your chakras that may hold that lower frequency within your body that no longer serves you, no longer serves you. And hold it within your hand and take a deep breath and just breathe into it and do Ahs, you know, as we do the Ahs with the great central sun, the Ahs are going to come into the hands and take that stuff that you no longer need. Now feel that your hands filled up with this lower frequency and throw it. Throw it into the fire. Take your breath and throw it into the fire. Just allow yourself to be completely clear. Completely clear now. Around the circle of the fire, you're going to see Serapis Bey. And Serapis Bey is now going to hand everyone a beautiful ball of crystalline light. This beautiful ball of crystalline light you hold in your hands, and you take it to any part of your chakras. I, Serapis Bey, want to assist you in allowing you to feel the balance within you, allowing yourself to take this crystalline light and feel harmony and balance through every part of your being, through any of your chakras, through your head, through your thoughts, through your mental level, your emotional level. Allow everything to come into balance with the crystalline light. Breathe deeply into this ball of light. It is yours to have at any time. You put it anywhere. If you want to feel it again, you take your hands in front of you, touching your fingertips, but blowing it in and out like a ball of light. This will activate it within your heart chakra. Then you take that ball of light and you put it anywhere where you have pain, emotional pain, mental pain, or physical pain, and allow yourself to balance through this essence, because it is our desire to assist you with this. I am here for the asking. Let us now take a deep breath, as now the fire has simmered down, because it has burned away everything that we have been holding on to. Feel the nuances of your energy changing with the frequencies of light that are occurring in this moment. As we bring forth Divine Mother and Father God for a blessing for this last full moon and for December 31st. Oh, I am that I am. I am. We are that we are that we are. Oh, we come at this time. We come at this time to unite each of you with us, but also for each of us to accept our divinity together and what this may mean for you in the physical essence. On this date of December 31st, take what you are receiving in this ceremony and expand upon it through the sun, as long as it's available. The sun is still there, even if the clouds or the weather does not allow it to be, and call upon Grandfather Sun. We now look above and we see Grandfather Sun illuminating. Not only does Grandfather Sun illuminate, but the great central sun, represented by Ra, the sun god, and Helios and Vesta. We bring forth this energy because it's allowing us to go into the solar level and allowing us to rise from that third dimensional density now into the fourth dimension and to feel ourselves move into the higher frequency of the fifth dimension. It is all illumination, and we bring forth this illumination of Helios and Vesta, which represent Divine Mother and Father God in their purest form. And Ra, the sun god, represents the sun, of the power of that sun illuminating within you. Think of these elements on December 31st, because you will take them with you into the new year. The more that you empower yourself during this time, the more it will affect each of you personally and within the earth. We bring forth this essence unto you in this moment to assist you in finding the reflection that you have been searching for through the essences of your being, through all the timelines that are now being activated into your physical essence. Let us expand upon this in this moment. Feel the essence of the completeness. The completeness of the light coming from the sun around into the forest. And around each of you now, as each of you come in complete wholeness. As you're sitting here within all your soul brothers and sisters of many levels of frequency. Complete harmony. We are now in complete balance. We now allow the artistic pursuits to flow through each of us, to have our creative desires, to put them within us, around us, and into the earth. We are the Divine Mother and Father God in complete harmony with each of you. We bless you and honor you for all that you are doing. Thank you, my children. Thank you, my children, for accepting your light, for accepting your pathway, for accepting the deepness of your souls to go deeper and deeper into yourself, for the reflection that is truly all of us as one. We are the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun. We are, they are, we are, we are, we are, we are. It is no longer I am. We are one. We are one. Feel the essence of we are one. We are one. We are one in the I am that I am. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Everyone, visualize yourself just standing, and if you want to stand, if you can stand where you are now, or clap your hands if you have anything to drum. Let's allow these vibrations to go into our physical body more fully and into Gaia. That vibration now as it's running through your physical body. Take time today, if you can, to just allow that vibration to run through you. Maybe go outside and give it to Gaia. And tomorrow, especially, 5:30 Eastern time. Sorry, we're not sure of the universal time. So take a deep breath, as now we're going to gather and embrace each other. All the masters and the teachers, and I think Lord Adama has something he'd like to say before we exit. this beautiful arena we've been guided to be in. It is I, Lord Adama, with the Chelosian Council of Light. I am deeply honored to be here with each of you in this moment. We, as the priests and the priestess of Telos, are very excited to have the city of Avalanche right over Mount Shasta. So above and below the mountain is bringing in these pristine energies of light and joy. Allow yourself to visit here in your meditations and your sleep time. We will have formal meditations through Melaresse and Mike that will bring us into the other aspects of the city. So little by little, you will get to know what the city is like, what the entire circumference of Avalanche means to each of us. This is a place where many will come to meet, to have council meetings from all the other cities. There are priests and priestesses of each of the cities, and there will be a king and queen of the city, which will be announced at a much later time. But each of us are coming to the city to fully feel the completeness that we are. Come and allow yourself to incorporate it. Allow yourself to feel it. Come back to the forest and enjoy this beautiful ceremony that has been created. We thank Melaresse for being able to tap into what we would like to share. And each of you can do the same. I'm very proud of each of you, and many more that are not on this call, but I'm very proud of humanity, of lightworkers stepping forward and fully accepting their pathway. We still have a long road, believe me. We are still not able to come out and be on the upper earth, but we will at a later time, and we need your assistance to do so. The more that you work within your own aspects of becoming a fifth dimensional being of light, the more that we will be able to interact with one another. It does not mean that we don't come and visit you. So you may find some of our Telosian brothers and sisters visiting you in your areas. They may not stay long. They may just acknowledge you, but feel the essence of their joy and remembrance as we once were together. Our goal of Avalanche is to bring the energies of Lemuria and Atlantis together into complete oneness, which it still is in a struggle state. So we thank you for doing your part. We thank you for fully accepting your light. And this has been a miraculous year, and each of you have made it even more powerful. And we cannot allow it to go by with giving you our blessing from the Telosian Council of Light, from the Telosian community, unto each of you. Thank you and blessings. I walk by your side. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Feel ourselves arising, leaving our special arena with all our brothers and sisters joining us as we walk the golden pathway through the forest. The forest emits beautiful colors of light. Havalanche represents the platinum, right? So silvery hues, beautiful essences, but all the colors of God are fully activated within the city. Blues and greens, yellows, pinks, reds, oranges, lavenders, pearlescence, higher colors, sparkly lights. It's the most beautiful Christmas tree through the forest that you have ever seen. As we walk through the golden pathway, we now are just going to activate our Merkaba vehicle separately. Feel your Earth Star and your Soul Star with each step that you take, going spinning deeper and deeper and deeper. Your double-pointed crystalline star is now being activated. As it's being activated, it is now taking you out of the essence of the crystalline city of Havalanche and back into your location. You feel yourself going through time and space. Through, you may see clouds, you may see angels, as you now filter yourself back at your physical location. Feel your physical body as your Earth Star and your Soul Star is still spinning. Feel this frequency of light going deeper through the essence into Gaia, allowing her to feel this frequency that you have experienced. Allow it to go deeper and deeper. Feel your heart expanding. Feel all your chakras spinning within each other. Feel your physical body. Touch your hands to your knees. Feel the pressure as you become more active within your physical existence. Breathing deeply. It is our pleasure with Walking Tarot, Krista, to be with each of you. Thank you for the support and continuing the walk with us to Tara Krista. I am LRSA.
Thank you, everybody. I also want to ask all of you who have been with us to take a moment to talk about these full moon calls in an email or a Facebook note and just tell us how amazing and wonderful they are so that others can see as well. So thank you all. Have an amazing new year. We wish you many, many blessings and much, much love. And carry this light into 2013.
We will reconvene the 7th of January. Is that the date?
That's the date.
We are Monday. Taking some time. We will be working on our backlog of administrative tasks after the first of the year and be ready to start full force. So we'll have some new programs and activations to share with each of you. Thank you, and allow this reflection to be the illumination that you are.
Many blessings.